Father, we just thank you that your presence is here. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, that you'd speak to us tonight. I pray, Father, that we would just hear a living word, Father, that would help us in our daily life, our daily prayer. And Father, that you would just teach us. I ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We approach him as our Father, as one of his children. We approach him and we say, Father, who is in heaven, the mighty God who reigns and rules from heaven. And we hallow his name. We come to him with reverence, with awe, with absolute respect. And then we pray. First and foremost, this is the first order of things. We pray for his kingdom to come here on this earth. His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we just have a little bit of that, that's heaven on earth. So much of the time, what we see in this world, I can assure you, is not the perfect will of God. But it is the doing of man and the will of man. Oh, how we need to pray for his will to be done. You can't get any better than that. That's the best you can get, is the will of God. Sometimes the will of God is difficult for a time, but it always turns out the best. So we pray for his will to be done. Even when it's not necessarily what we want or what seems easy, we pray for his will to be done. Tonight, we're moving on to verse 11. He says, give us this day our daily bread. This is the first really personal request in this prayer. And it is just that we are bringing our personal needs to him. It's not just a prayer for bread. You got to remember that this is a pattern that Jesus gave us. He wasn't saying that you are only to ask for bread. How many of you have asked for bread today? You actually said, Lord, give me bread today. Nobody? See, if that's what Jesus was teaching, then we all have failed. But that is not what he was saying. He wasn't saying, hey, you guys, y'all ask for bread every day. I mean, some of you may not like bread that much. You know what I'm saying? And I just want you to understand, he's talking about more than bread. He's talking about our daily needs. And he is our provider. That we're looking to him as the one who provides everything that we need in life. For all of the, you see, that bread symbolizes the necessities of life, that he is the one that we look to and we ask to take care of all of our needs, not even just food, but all of our basic needs, physical needs, but also we have needs of the soulish realm. We have needs that involve our emotions or involve relationships. We have needs that are of the spiritual realm, how we need God's peace and his joy. And I really believe when Jesus says to ask for your daily bread, he's not just talking about bread, but he's talking about the needs in our life. Martin Luther says it this way. He says that bread doesn't just refer to food. It is a symbol for all the things we need for the provision or preservation of our lives, food, health, housing, employment, good government, happy marriage. See, what do you need? Praying for our daily bread means we're asking God to provide for our needs, no matter what they might be. It's all that you need. Talking about us relying upon God to take care of our needs. See, right now, the biggest need in your life might be that you need strength to make it through the day. You're tired and run down, and maybe you're fighting a cold, and your daily bread right now is you're asking God to give you strength. Maybe the biggest need in your life right now is for guidance and direction, and you're asking the Lord to provide that for you. Or you need wisdom and how to handle a certain situation, and so you're asking Him to take care of that need. Maybe daily bread is right here in the pages of God's Word. You're needing a word from God today. You need something from God. You're looking to the Lord for some word that will help you, that will put you over. But there's a need in your life for to hear from God, for something from God. By the way, a lot of believers are on a starvation diet when it comes to hearing from God. And we need to realize that this is our bread from heaven. Just like that manna in the Old Testament. You know, yesterday's manna was always rotten and stinky. You weren't supposed to keep it. And I'm telling you, you need to get fresh bread from heaven every day. Now, I know when you've got a word from God, sometimes, you know, you can get a word from God and 20 years later, that word is still good. And I'm not saying that it's not, because sometimes a word that you're still standing on and still believing God for, you know, something that God gave you, that's still good. But what I'm saying to you is that too often believers just aren't getting anything fresh, and maybe you need some daily bread in a spiritual way. But whatever you need, I'm telling you that He has it. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours." Another verse says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." I'm telling you, it all belongs to Him. Everything that we see, everything in this world, ultimately, it belongs to Him. You might have some, and you might see people with a whole lot, but guess what? They're really just borrowing it, because it really all belongs to Him. Romans 11:36 says, "Of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Well, here's that one I mentioned, Psalms 24:1. "The earth is the Lord's and its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein." I'm just telling you that He has an unlimited supply. He has everything that we need. It all belongs to Him. And He wants us to ask. I want to remind you that Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given." We're supposed to ask. He knows what we have need of. He knows how much we need. He knows when we need it. And yet, He wants us to ask. We talked about this in the very first message in this series, but I want to remind you, He knows what you have need of, and yet He wants us to ask, because He's chosen to work this way, that we ask in faith and He answers those prayers. And I think that it's something that's very important in our life, because it keeps us humble and it keeps us trusting the Lord, that we're not just doing this on our own. You see, so often, we don't ask and we don't realize that it's God who's, we end up taking things for granted. And so it's important that daily we ask him for provision and we trust him, we look to him. Matthew 6:8, Jesus says, don't be like them. Your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So all we have to do is ask in faith. We don't have to beg or use religious phrases or repetition. He knows what we have need of, but then we ask. You know, a lot of people worry about their needs being met. And it's not just people in third world countries. It's people right here in America. It's people sitting in church tonight worrying about their needs being met. It shouldn't be that way. We're not supposed to worry about our needs being met. We have a Heavenly Father who owns it all. He has everything that we need. Matthew's gospel, just a few verses after the Lord's Prayer, he tells us not to worry. It's Matthew 6, 25 through 34. I want to read this passage to you. Now, in the light of what Jesus taught us to pray, and by the way, I just got to say that I'm so glad that you're here tonight and that you want to learn to pray the way Jesus taught us to. Because there's a whole lot of foolishness, religion, and weird stuff in this world. And I'm just telling you, we need to pray the way Jesus taught us to. Now, I'm not saying that this one prayer that Jesus taught is the sum total of our prayer life. I'm saying that, my goodness, if we're going to learn from anybody how to pray, it ought to be from Jesus and not just from the religious culture that we live in. And at the same time, I'm glad that you're here tonight. I have to say, as a pastor, it troubles me that there's not more people that want to really learn how to pray the way Jesus taught. They're more interested in the 6 o'clock news than they are hearing and learning. They don't have that heart. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. And so he says, pray like this. Give us this day our daily bread. A few verses later in Matthew's gospel, he talks about our needs. He says this, beginning with verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? He's telling us over and over that whatever the need is, see, whether it's for clothing or food or shelter, the basic needs of life, you don't need to worry about that. What good does that do? It won't change anything, he says. But he tells us over and over, don't worry about your needs. And I'm telling you that there are a lot of people that need to get set free from worrying about their needs being met. It might be a physical need, a material need, a healing. Listen, it could be a lot of different things, but I'm telling you, people worry about their needs being met. Verse 28, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, there it is again, do not worry, do not worry. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. See, we're living in this world where people are just running after things and they're worried about it. So much stress, so much anxiety in our culture. People concerned about their needs. But our Father, He knows. I want you to understand tonight that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, and He wants to provide for us. He wants to take care of our needs. He wants us not to be in that place of worry. He wants us to be free from that. Verse 33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." See, He does not want you to worry. This whole passage is to teach us not to worry, but to trust our Heavenly Father. We got to go to work. We got to pay bills. But we need to remember that He's the one that provided the job. He's the one who gives us what we need to be able to pay those bills. However it comes, we need to realize and always remember that it's God who is our provider. He's the one who gives us the wisdom that we need to be able to meet those needs. He's the one who gives us the strength to go out and work or to do what's needed in order to be able to pay the bills. I'm telling you, it all comes from Him. And He doesn't want us to be burdened down and weighted with the needs of this life, but rather He wants us to be able to rest in His provision. So we ask our Father in faith to take care of our needs. In verse 33 of Matthew there, we read, "Seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and He'll provide everything else." I just want to remind you that we got to always keep our priorities right. That we're not just seeking things, we're seeking God. We're looking to Him, and we acknowledge that He is our source and our provider. See, when we really get a hold of that He's my provider. He's taking care of me. See, we don't have to seek after things. I think it's a sad thing when people who have been seeking after things in the world then seek after things in religion. You understand what I'm saying? They're seeking the gift instead of the giver. We need to realize that first we seek the kingdom. And He's promised that He will add all those other things, all those things that we need. He's promised that He'll add them to us. But we got to keep our priorities right. In verse 34, He tells us not to worry about the future. You know what? That's what most people worry about the most. It's tomorrow. Not worried about what happened today so much as how what happened today is going to affect tomorrow. And He says, don't worry about tomorrow. If you watch the news, if you read on the internet, if you listen to people, you will find a cause, an opportunity to worry about tomorrow every single day. It doesn't matter if you're talking about terrorists, you're talking about the economy, you're talking about the morality of our culture. Everything screams, you better worry about tomorrow. And sometimes, I'm just telling you, as a preacher, as a pastor, and as a believer, sometimes people get mad when you won't worry about it with them. It makes them mad. They think you're irresponsible, like you're the God of the universe, and you should be worried about this. Because if you'd worry about it, it would help. No, it won't. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't you know what's going on with Social Security? Don't you know that it's all going to implode? in the first place? No, I don't know that, and neither do you. But what I do know is that my Father is my provider, and that He's the one that daily takes care of my needs. And Jesus says, don't worry about it. See, you can disagree with me if you want to, but I'm just telling you what He said. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Now, you worry about tomorrow, you're just flat disobeying God, and you can live in stress and anxiety if you want to, but He doesn't want you to. He wants you to be free from that. That's a big part of what this part of the prayer, this pattern for prayer is about, that we daily look to Him for our provision, for whatever it is that we need, that we're looking to Him for provision every day of our life. There's another key principle here. We pray, give us this day, our daily bread. You know, this was during a time when many people went out each day looking for work in order to try to bring the bread home, literally. A lot of people today live paycheck to paycheck. In this time, people were living day to day. And so when Jesus says, pray this, give us this day our daily bread, I think they had a little better grip than some of us have on this. It's just as necessary for us. It's just as real for us. But somehow, because we have so much, we miss the importance of give us this day our daily bread. You have enough to get through the day? I got to remind you too, before we go on, that a lot of the world still lives that way today. But I want to point out to you that if we're praying, give us this day our daily bread, then we are praying every day. We are asking every day for Him to provide for us. We're supposed to pray every day. I get a few nods, but not too many. I need a little help here. I'm just saying, I want to know that you're hearing me. That, listen, if you're not praying every day, you're not doing it right. Because He said, give us this day our daily bread. And say, well, I got bread today. I don't need anything today. You're missing it. Listen, He wants you to depend upon Him daily. He wants you to acknowledge Him as your source every day. Lord, give me enough for a month. Just go ahead and give it all to me now, and I won't bother you anymore. It'll be all good. But I'm telling you that He wants you to look to Him. He wants you to daily acknowledge Him as the one who is your provider. That daily you get your provision from Him. You know, most people can't handle $1 million because they wouldn't depend on the Lord anymore. We got $1 million, what do I need God for? And I know they would never say it that way, but I'm just telling you that most people can't handle a large sum of money because it's just hard for them to think they need God. It's hard for them to depend upon God. I know you're thinking that's not you. There's some other reason God hasn't given you $1 million yet. But I'm just telling you, most people can't handle it because they won't daily depend on the Lord. And when we learn to look to Him, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what's going on with the stock market or the economy. Now, I want to say, when I say it doesn't matter, I'm not saying, I live in a real world just like you. I'm not saying that those things don't affect us at all. What I'm saying is that on a much deeper level, we know that He is our source and supply, that He is our provider, The stock market is not my provider. The government is certainly not my provider. The economy of America or the world or what's going on with oil, whatever. It's not my source and supply. I'm looking to Him every day. And you see, it's all going well, and we're all feeling good, and we're all excited, and then we see something on the news, or we hear this is all going down, and it's going to be bad. And Christians, for the most part, act just like the world, running around all upset like a chicken with their head cut off. Oh, what are we going to do? The sky's falling. They don't know nothing about what Jesus was saying right here. Because we ought to be like a rock. Every day, Lord, take care of my needs today. I'm trusting You. I'm looking to You, Father. You are more than enough. You have everything that I need, and I trust You. Give us this day our daily bread. It is a prayer of dependence and trust. And as a child of God, it should be a daily acknowledgement of our need, our constant realization of our dependence upon Him. See, most of us don't have any trouble getting bread. Why do we need to ask God for it? Listen, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are very confident that they can get it all on their own, and they don't see any need to ask God for it. But they're wrong. You see, we ask Him to meet our needs, our daily bread, because we are relying upon Him. We're depending upon Him. You know, I know that most of us have bread in the pantry. Did you know Jesus had bread? He didn't just have bread. If He wanted more bread, He just started breaking it. Get this. Yet He teaches us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. You see, because we are always acknowledging the Lord as our provider and depending upon Him, that we never allow ourselves to get over into pride where we think, I got this. See, I'm telling you, some of us need a real attitude check tonight, because we're thinking, I got this. Never take for granted the daily blessings of God, but always acknowledge every day that He's our source and look to Him. You know, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years so that they could learn to trust God. In fact, the way it had to happen was that a whole generation, except for two men, had to die off, and God raised up a new generation that learned to trust Him. You know, that old generation had grown up in Egypt. They were so used to the ways of Egypt that it was hard for them to really have faith and trust God. And so in the wilderness for 40 years, God fed His people with manna. How often? Daily. Every day they had to trust God to provide their daily bread. And through that, they learned to believe. They learned to trust God that every day He would provide for them. Now, eventually when they go into the promised land, then they don't just have their daily bread. They have an abundance. And I want you to understand, I don't think that this prayer at all is for us to be put on bread and water. I think that God does want us to have an abundance. But the problem is that a lot of times people don't really acknowledge that it's God that's providing for them every day. And we get away from that simple faith of just trusting God and allowing Him to be our provider. It's amazing to me how many people will turn to the Lord when they have some big need in their life. And this is kind of a peeve, but I'm not just saying it tonight because it's a peeve. I want you to know I'm saying it tonight because I believe this is, some of us need to hear this tonight. See, there's a lot of people that get in church when they got some big need in their life, and they really want to get close to God, and, you know, Lord, I really need you. And then as soon as they get past that crisis or that big need, then they're out of church and they don't see a need to pray every day anymore. They're no longer daily depending upon the Lord. And what a danger that is. That's why it's so important that we teach ourselves to pray every day, looking to the Lord, trusting in Him, relying upon Him. See, when the stock market crashes, then everybody's trusting in God. When we have a terrible act of terrorism in our country, the biggest Sunday I have ever seen as a minister in 30 years of ministry, we had a bigger crowd, the church I was going to at that time, we had a bigger crowd the Sunday after 9/11 than we do on Easter. Absolutely amazing. Why is that? Because people realize they need God. And I'm telling you, we need Him just as much every day, whether we're in a crisis mode or not. And how deceived people get when things are going well or we think that we have enough. Listen to what the Lord says in Deuteronomy 8:17 to the children of Israel when they're going to go into the promised land. He says, "You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.'" Don't ever go there. Don't ever think, "My hard work and I did this and I did that." I'm just telling you, you need to always. I'm convinced that one of the greatest problems, that spiritual problems that we have, is pride. Don't ever think that what you got where you got because of your power, your strength, your ability. Verse 18, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant which He swore to your forefathers as it is today." In other words, you have ability to provide for your family, but where do you think that ability came from? It came from God who gives you the ability. He's the one who blesses you with good health. He's the one who blesses the company that you work for so they can pay your salary. We just never get to the place where we don't know that it all comes from Him. So this prayer is for our needs to be met every day. And I got to point out to you, it's for our needs, not our greeds. It's not just for us to be covetous in the name of Jesus. I've already told you, I believe He wants us to have an abundance. But you still need to be wise and not allow yourself to move over into some kind of selfish greed where James, he says, you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your lust. No, we're always asking for the right reasons and asking God to supply our need. And I believe our Heavenly Father wants to do much more than just give us bread and water, but we need to keep our heart right that we're looking to Him to provide our needs. We'll just give you some verses here that encourage you to trust Him for your needs. Psalm 34:10 says, "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Philippians 4:19, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Oh, what a fantastic promise for us if we just realize that He is able to supply all our need according to His riches and glory. There's no shortage or limit. How we just need to trust Him. And I encourage you, get away from old religious thinking. There's always this reasoning of man. And I tell you, it can take you to either extreme. It can take you to that extreme where it's greed. It can also take you to that extreme where people think that God wants them to have to do without. Romans 8:32 says, if God did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? He's already given you the greatest gift he could ever give. How would he hold back and withhold from you? You see, we have a Father who loves us. I know there's some parents in here. You know, nowadays you just take it to another whole another level when you say grandparents. But if your kids or your grandkids ask you for something, and I don't mean they, you know, ask you for a sports car. I mean they ask you for something that you have and that would be good for them. And you as a parent or as a grandparent, well, the grandparents get them the sports car, but anyway, you want to do good for your kids. You want to provide for them whatever they need. In fact, most of us, we'd be willing to lay down our life for our kids. That's how we feel about our children. And I'm telling you that our Heavenly Father wants to take care of our needs. Listen to this in Matthew 7:9. He says, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Oh, how we just need to learn simple childlike faith and trust. Give us this day, Father, you know what I need today. And just to learn to trust him. One more verse tonight. Psalms 37 and 25 says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. I just want to testify as we close out this message tonight. Had a lot of years where I didn't make a whole lot of money. In fact, when my kids were little, Carmen didn't work most of those years, and she worked 1 year and as a youth pastor. Somehow or another, we always had enough. Later, when I pastored a small church, I got to figuring up and looking one day. I thought, and please don't take this wrong, if you are in a place where you need this or you're doing this, but I'm just testifying what happened with me, so don't take it wrong that I'm saying anything about anybody else, all right? But I got to figuring up one day that my kids probably qualified for reduced cost lunches, and I thought, but we don't need it. And they didn't think we needed it. They didn't know anything, you know. And I'm just saying that God just always provided. And at one point, now later during that time, Carmen did work for 6 years at a school. And she wanted a new car and some things. And she did work. And then I was without full-time employment for almost a year, and yet the Lord provided. I'm just telling you, it was weird sometimes. We had one time neither of us had a job for 5 months, and I can't tell you how, but everything was fine. I don't even know where it came from. I can't tell you. But God just provided and took care of us a step at a time. And, you know, looking back, I think I was just too dumb to worry about it. I just, you know, I just trusted the Lord. It was just going to be all right. And now looking back, I'm like, wow. But I'm telling you, here's the point I'm trying to make, is that if we just trust him, you see, if we just look to him, he will always take care of our needs. You might not know how, you might not understand it, but just trust him and look to him. Whatever those needs are, physical needs, spiritual needs, whatever kind of need in your life today, but do this, daily look to him. Daily ask him. Don't ever take it for granted, but daily trust him and ask him. Father, give us this day our daily bread, what we need today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I love you. I hope that you're learning something, and I just encourage you to put these principles into practice in your prayer life. Why don't you stand, and I just bless you in Jesus' name. But if you need prayer, special prayer, maybe you're facing a desperate situation, I'd be glad to pray with you tonight. Lord bless you. You're dismissed.